What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Just Isabel Things podcast, hosted by me. I'm Isabel, and I'm an 18-year-old podcaster. Tune in every Sunday to hear me talk about life stories and experiences, advice, podcast tips, and so much more. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast, and also feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com for future business or collab opportunities. The Just Isabel Things podcast can be heard on your favorite listening platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And now let's hear a word from our sponsors and get on with the episode. What's up, everyone? Summer is around the corner, and what a perfect time to kick off warmer weather by checking out an audiobook from Audible. Audible is a free app that you can download on any smart device, and Audible has thousands upon thousands of audiobooks, podcasts, comedy specials, and some of these things are just exclusive to Audible. I love using Audible, and that is why I am giving you guys a free 30-day trial and one free credit to use on any audiobook you want. Just click the link in my Instagram bio or go to audibletrial.com/justisabelthings to get started. Hope you guys enjoy Audible, and now onto the rest of the episode. Alright, so that was a word from Audible and Anchor, so shout out to Audible and Anchor. Thank you for sponsoring today's episode. I am so excited for today's episode. This is the highly requested Tom Holland episode that so many people requested that I do. I was kind of hesitant to do this just because I didn't know how people would react to it or what I was going to talk about, but I am so excited to give you guys the content you want and the content I like talking about. So it's going to be a really cool episode. First off, thanks again for 3,500 on Instagram. That is completely mind-blowing to me, so thank you guys so much again. What else? Check out last week's episode where I talk about how to get more podcast opportunities, and the episode also applies to any content creator as well. How to get more sponsorships, how to get more networking opportunities, how to get more connections, all that good stuff. Check out that episode from last week, and be sure to check out next week's episode where I'm going to be trying or taste testing British snacks. I have the British snacks. I just have to, you know, film myself eating them. I'm going to be doing it with my sister. We actually did a We Tried Australian Snacks episode back in early September, so go check that episode out. It's so funny. I absolutely love that episode, so I'm really looking forward to tasting and recording the British Snacks episode, so stay tuned for that next week. It's going to be a really fun episode. Anyways, I really hope you guys are enjoying season 2 as well. I've had so much fun doing it. There are so many fun episodes coming out. Like I said, we got the Tom Holland episode this week. We got the British Snacks episode next week. I'm going to be talking about my senior year in review episode. I'm going to be talking about my experience of being an extra on The Chi. I did an episode about talking about how I became an extra, late in season 1, so check that episode out if you want, but I'm going to be doing an in-depth talking about my experience, like what I did on set, what I had to do on set, COVID stuff on set, all that fun stuff. Really looking forward to that episode, so many good episodes are coming. I am really excited for you guys to hear it. Merch shop closes at the end of the week. What else? I think that's it, so let's get right into the episode. Alright guys, so by reading the title of today's episode, you know I'm doing the highly requested Tom Holland episode that everyone wanted to hear. I'm first going to start out by doing a short biography because I think it's interesting about his upbringing into Hollywood. I would say isn't traditional. Like, there's these crazy parents out there, like, you guys have heard the stories, you guys know people like this, who force their kids into every audition on planet Earth. But Tom Holland's upbringing story into Hollywood is pretty unique, and I think it would be really cool to share. So let's get right into it. All right, so first off, Tom Holland was born on June 1st, 1996 in Kingston, which is southwest London, and he is 24, almost 25, which is pretty crazy. He got his start on the musical Billy Elliot when he was in like one of those cute little dance classes, like the one so many kids took at a young age. I know I did those like cute little dance classes for a few years when I was younger. And so basically what happened was a talent scout saw him in the class and was like, hey, you should audition for Billy Elliot. And he auditioned and made it, which is really cool. He trained for the show for 2 years, and then he did the musical, Billy Elliot, in London. It was in the West End. He performed on the West End for a few years, and also, like, the West End is a really nice area, so that just gives you an idea of, like, how big the production was. And he kind of got to the point where he outgrew Billy Elliot, and it was time to move on to bigger and better things. Right after he stopped doing Billy Elliot, he landed the role as Lucas in a movie called The Impossible, which was about the big 2004 tsunami in Taiwan. And the movie came out in 2012, but I believe part of the movie was filmed in Spain, which was pretty cool. The movie has Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor, and I believe it's still on Netflix in the US. So go check it out if you haven't seen it, because it's kind of a hard watch. I watched it during quarantine. It's kind of a hard watch just because of, like, blood and stuff. But I really liked the movie, and I hope you guys will too. After The Impossible came out, he did some smaller roles. Like, there's a movie called How I Live Now, which came out, I believe, in 2013 with Saoirse Ronan. And I also really liked that movie. And he did some other movies a couple years later, like Lost City of Z, In the Heart of the Sea, Edge of Winter, and kind of during that era was when he started auditioning for Spider-Man. It was a really long audition process, but in June of 2015, he found out he got the role of Spider-Man, which is pretty cool. And fun fact, he found out he got the role on Instagram. He saw this ad thing that was like, click here to know who the next Spider-Man was, and his name popped up. And so what happened was he was on his computer, and he threw his computer and he ran downstairs and he was like, guys, like, I got the role of Spider-Man. And Harry, his brother, was like, no way. Because this was kind of when Sony was getting hacked. Like, this was, like, the Sony getting hacked era. Or the same era as Sony getting hacked. And his brother Harry was like, no, like, there's no way. You got it. You know, Sony has been hacked. And so, his brother also said, you know, like, you probably would have known, like, someone would have called you if you got the role. And he was like, oh yeah, like, maybe you're right. And then Kevin Feige called him and was like, hey, like, you got the role of Spider-Man. And if you don't know who Kevin Feige is, he is, like, a big Marvel producer guy. He's pretty cool. So that's kind of this really cool story of how he found out he got the role of Spider-Man on Instagram. Like, imagine if you found out you got a super big role on Instagram. Like, that'd be really weird. So anyways, he found out in June of 2015, and then he went on to film Civil War, which came out in May of 2016, like a year later. And then he filmed Homecoming that summer in Atlanta. And then he went on to do other movies like Infinity War, The Current War, which is about Tesla and Thomas Edison. I really like that movie, so check out that movie if you've never seen it before. Endgame, Chaos Walking, The Devil All the Time, Onward, Spies in Disguise, Far From Home, Cherry, and those are some of the movies he's done in the past, you know, five or six years, so go check out those movies if you haven't seen them, because I really like all those movies, and those aren't, like, all the movies he's done, but those are just some of the bigger ones that I really like. And then this past July in 2020, he started filming Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg, and that's going to be based on the video game Uncharted. And then he stopped filming that in November, and then he flew from the Uncharted set in Spain to Atlanta to film Spider-Man. Like, he filmed Spider-Man. Like, he started filming Spider-Man 3 days after he stopped filming Uncharted, which is pretty cool. And then filming for Spider-Man, finished a couple weeks ago, so he is at home now, probably playing golf, taking a much-deserved break, because filming two large-scale movies back-to-back for 8 months is not, I don't think that's easy at all. Like, I think that's pretty insane, so shout out Tom Holland for making two pretty cool movies, in a really short amount of time. That's pretty awesome. Alright, so that is a short biography, and by listening to that part, hopefully you learned more about him, and now We're just getting started, everyone. Now I'm going to talk about how my fandom started. Okay, so here's a slight backstory. I was never a Marvel fan. Like, the only Marvel movies I saw before I became a Tom Holland fan were, like, the Iron Man movies, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, those ones. So, anyways, my fandom started on a random Tuesday in July of 2019. Like, just a few days after Spider-Man Far From Home came out. My sister came up to me one day and was like, "Hey, Isabel, do you want to go see Spider-Man?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, okay." It was kind of a rainy night. I didn't have to go to work or do anything else of importance. So I was like, "Yeah, sure, let's go." So we went, and what we didn't know was that the theater we went to by our house has half-price ticket Tuesdays. So my sister and I went to see Spider-Man for $9, not $9 each. Like, the total for both of us to go, not including snacks or food, was $9. So you already know this night was off to a very good start. And also, more of a backstory, I had no idea what the movie was going to be about going into it. I kind of already knew, like, Tony Stark died and this was Peter Parker kind of trying to move past the loss of a huge father figure in his life. And that's pretty much all I knew. And I knew, like, he goes to Europe. That's literally all I knew. I didn't know anything else going into it. And I had no idea, like, I never saw Endgame. I never saw Homecoming. So I was pretty much clueless going into the movie. So that's kind of the backstory. And anyways, so I watched the movie and I was like, oh my gosh, this movie is epic. Tom Holland is epic. I'm a Marvel fan now. And for those of you who are thinking, okay, you're only a Marvel fan because you like Tom Holland, that is not true at all. I've exposed myself to so many more Marvel movies and shows and Marvel content. Like, WandaVision came out earlier this year, and I loved WandaVision, and that, I'm so excited for the future of Marvel. Also, The Falcon and Winter Soldier came out. Like, that TV series came out last month, and that wrapped up this week, and that was a really good series as well. And I'm also, like I said, I'm also really just really excited for the future of Marvel. You know, there's a Black Widow movie coming out, there's a Loki show coming out, there's a new Doctor Strange movie, there's obviously going to be a new Spider-Man movie coming out around Christmas time. And also at Disneyland, they're opening up this thing called Avengers Campus on June 4th. And it's going to have, like, a Spider-Man ride, a couple restaurants, a couple, like, I think there's going to be, like, a show, a couple stores, like, meet and greet type stuff. And it looks really cool. I want to go so badly. It looks awesome. So if you're going, I'm very jealous of you. I hope I can go in the next year or so, but I don't know that's gonna happen. And that's just, like, a super small list of the future of what Marvel is doing. They are developing a ton more shows, movies, and content, like I said, and I'm just really looking forward to the future of Spider-Man, Marvel, and a lot more. So if you're a Marvel fan, I hope you're excited as much as I am. Okay, so now we're gonna transition to questions I get asked about Tom Holland from my friends or followers. So the first question is, have you met Tom Holland? No, I haven't. But my goal for 2020 was to meet him, and obviously that didn't happen because of quarantine and meet and greets were not happening. And my goal for 2021 was to meet him, and maybe just not meet him, but see him in person. Like, that could be a goal as well. Like, that's one of my goals as well. And I'm not sure if that will happen either because, like I said, Comic-Cons aren't really happening. You know, vaccinations are, you know, really starting to pick up, so I don't know if that's gonna happen this year, but maybe in 2022, more of these, you know, the Comic-Cons, the Marvel conventions, stuff like that, bigger events will start happening, where I could be able, in theory, to see him or meet him. For the Far From Home premiere in LA, like, almost 2 years ago, it was this huge, huge event, huge premiere. And tons of people went, and that would be, like, an ultimate dream to go to the Spider-Man No Way Home premiere. That would be in December. I don't know if they're gonna have a big premiere, and I'm not sure because of, like, COVID and stuff, but you never know. So, Tom Holland, in the rare chance you're listening to this, let's meet. I'm down. Another question my friends ask me is, what is Tom Holland up to right now? Well, he just got done filming Spider-Man in Atlanta, and he is home in London probably playing golf. He loves playing golf. And taking a well-deserved break because, like I said earlier, he just filmed two large-scale, multi-billion-dollar movies back-to-back for 8 months. That's insane. Okay, next question. Is Tom Holland dating anyone? Yeah, he's dating me. No, I'm just kidding. He's a fairly private person, so I'm not really sure. He doesn't post that much on social media anymore, which is kind of sad because I want to see what he's up to, but I get it. Like, social media can be toxic and not fun sometimes, and some people, just want more privacy than others, so, yeah, I don't know who he's dating. He might not be dating anyone, he might be. I don't really know. No one knows. What is Tom Holland's next project? So about like 2 weeks ago, it was announced that he was cast in a TV show called The Crowded Room, and I think Apple is going to be developing it. I'm not sure though. So Tom Holland is going to be playing this character named Billy Milligan or Mulligan, and he has this personality disorder, and that's pretty much all I know. But it's going to start filming in January of 2022. So that's his kind of next filming project that I know of. All this information, like, this is all public information, so I don't know. He might have some other stuff that's filming. I don't know. I don't believe so, but I think The Crowded Room is going to be the next thing. So, also, but his next movie that's coming out will be, if it doesn't get pushed back, will be Spider-Man No Way Home, and that will come out around Christmas time this year. So like I said, for that premiere, how the premiere 2 years ago for Far From Home was huge. It was this huge event. So I don't know if it's going to be virtual this year because of coronavirus or, yeah, I don't really know, because usually with big, you know, large scale movies, the cast will go on something called a press tour, where they'll go to different countries and stuff and they'll do interviews for their movies. But press tours for movies that have come out lately have been virtual, so I don't know if it's going to be virtual or in person, but I think he's just going to be chilling for the next few months at home. He will probably work on his family charity. It's called the Brothers Trust, and the Brothers Trust helps out smaller charities that struggle to be heard, which is pretty cool, and I'm happy to announce that I'll be donating some of my merch proceeds to the Brothers Trust, so if you want to help me out as well as help out a worthy charity, go check out my merch because the shop closes at the end of this week. The link in bio merch and the OG logo collection is in my merch shop. You can find that in the link in my Instagram bio, and he'll probably play golf because he loves to play golf. Next question is, what is your favorite Tom Holland movie? This is the most basic answer, I'm sorry, but I like all the movies that I've seen that he's done. I haven't seen all the movies that he's in, and there hasn't really been a movie that I didn't like. So, yeah, the last Tom Holland movie I saw for the first time was Chaos Walking, and I actually saw that this week, and I really liked Chaos Walking. It has Daisy Ridley in it, and it's based on a book called The Knife of Never Letting Go by Patrick Ness, I believe it's called. And I really liked the movie. It didn't get very good reviews, but I think it was pretty cool. So that was the last movie I saw of his for the first time. But I really like all of Tom Holland's movies that I've seen. There's none that I don't like. Next question. Does Tom Holland know you exist? Not that I know of. Watch him be like an avid listener. No, I'm just kidding. He probably has never heard of me. But no, like, that would be really cool if, like, Tom Holland knew who I was, but he definitely doesn't. So, Tom Holland, if you're listening to this, my DMs are open. I'd love to have you on the podcast. Let me know. Like I said, he probably won't listen to this, but you never know. So, yeah, now we're going to be transitioning into some Tom Holland fun facts. So, number one, he's broken his nose a few times on set from stunts that went wrong, which could be pretty painful. Like, imagine breaking your nose, like, 3 times in your lifetime. Like, that would not be good. Number two, he's also a huge fan of Harry Potter, and I was a huge fan of Harry Potter growing up as well, so it's pretty cool. Number three, although he is Spider-Man, he hates, and I mean hates spiders. He does not like them. Number four, he has a dog named Tessa, and she's a queen. She's so cute. Number five, he has three brothers. Sam and Harry are twins, and then Patty is the youngest. Harry Holland is a huge media inspiration for me, so shout out to Harry Holland. You guys should check out his work. And I learned about Easy Life. Easy Life is one of my favorite bands from listening to Harry Holland's legendary playlist. So thank you, Harry Holland. Tom is also a huge golfer, and my friends who are golfers have seen his swings on social media. I don't really know a ton about golf, and they all say, like, yeah, like, with that swing, he could go pro. That's kind of impressive, so he's a huge golfer, yeah. Number seven, he is a huge dog person and loves dogs. Number eight, he likes to drink beer, but hates root beer. Number nine, overall, he's just a great person, and I highly recommend you check out his movies and learn more about him and his social media pages as well. His Instagram is @TomHolland2013, and his Twitter is @TomHolland1996. And while we are all here, make sure you follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. And I'll also link the Brothers Trust website in the episode description so you guys can check it out if you want as well. And I honestly think that's it for today. So thank you all for listening. I hope you all enjoyed and learned something. I had so much fun talking about one of my favorite people. And stay tuned for next week's episode where my sister and I will be taste testing British snacks. Be sure to check out the We Tried Australian Snacks episode that I did in early September because it's really funny, and it's gonna be kind of similar to the British next episode that I'm gonna do next week. And check out last week's episode where I talk about how to get more podcast opportunities, and the same thing can apply to content creators as well. So how to get more sponsorships, collabs, networking, connections, and more. And anyways, I think that's it. Thank you guys again for listening. Be sure to subscribe in Spotify and Apple Podcast, and I'll see you next Sunday for a new episode. Bye guys, thank you. Want to hear more of Just Isabel Things? Tune in every Sunday for a new podcast.